Welcome to Moms Making Money, a membership-driven organization that helps moms successfully work from home by increasing their profits by up to 70% within a few months. You can find out more at our website, www.momsmakingmoney.org. Members, this month's teleclass is with CPA Wendy Barlin. Our topic, 5 tips to guarantee reducing your taxes. This is a class you don't want to miss. Not a member? Go to www.momsmakingmoney.org and click on Join. Also, we'd love to hear your comments. Please call our listener line at 206-337-1077, and we'll post them to our podcast. Hi, this is Vivian Juder Frankel, and tonight I am here again with Renee Walton, President and Chapter Leader of the San Gabriel Valley Chapter of Moms Making Money. Hey, Renee, how's it going tonight?
Hey, okay.
Good, and this is our monthly installment of Everyday Life, which I always look forward to.
Oh, you do?
I do. It's my highlight of my month.
Oh, that's cool. I like getting out. It's like it's venting for me, so I like to do this.
Excellent.
This month we're going to talk about the new golden rules of recruiting.
Ooh, golden rules of recruiting, huh?
Yeah, now this is really designed for the listeners who are in direct sales, network marketing, multi-level marketing, things like that.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I started in network marketing probably about 15 years ago and have dabbled in it all the way up till just yesterday. So.
Yesterday is your official end?
No, it's not my official end. I just didn't dabble today. But I always like to have a little something on the side. So, I deal with various companies. I've always liked Bath & Body, like I said, because I like to get my products mm-hmm. at a discount. So I've always, checked the latest and greatest Bath & Body. And I've always been able to be a leader within, my whatever company that I chose, I've always able to, get the trips and, get the awards and all that and, build a really good team and then just move them over. Okay, I'm done with, one particular one, so now let's go to this one. This
so
one's really great.
Does that mean you get residual income from a whole bunch of different companies?
Oh, sure.
That's great.
Oh, sure. I don't end the relationship completely.
Well, I guess that would make sense.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Some of them they want you to be active selling, and some they don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you still got your team and you're helping your team to grow, they don't really care. I just started another small group for the San Gabriel Valley. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get more moms to come to the chapter. And there's a lot of moms who are in direct sales. And one of the questions that keeps coming up on our message board is how do they build a team? And, they're getting their parties and they're getting the sales, but they can't seem to grow their business. They can't seem to build a team.
Get the personnel.
Yeah, yeah. And I think for me, I was just thinking back on when I first started 15 years ago. I was 5. And Did you get that?
That you were 5?
I was 5 years old 15 years ago, yes. Do the math.
As you said that, I was sort of mulling that over, like, what did she say?
Yeah, I was only 5 when I started 15 years ago. And what I found then, and I found that a couple of them, and I think the reason is the companies that you sign up for, they don't really train you what I call real world. They don't give you real world training. They give you fake world training. They start with the best customer and the best recruit scenario. And what do you do when you have your best customer? What do you do when you have the person that's begging you to, let them join your team? Yeah. Yeah. They don't talk about what happens when they say no
mm-hmm.
too much, not too much. And they definitely don't talk about how to find more. And I guess in the, I guess it was like the mid-1990s, I noticed it was a new trend going on, and they were starting to have more reality with their training. And I enjoyed, watching this trend happen because I'm like, until you figure that out, until you put your consultant handbook down and get with the real world, you're not really going to build your team.
I'm surprised that you said that. I mean, obviously the statistics are out there that most people aren't wildly successful. I mean, but there are some, and the ones that I've met, I have certainly met enough of them, and they're just incredibly compelling salespeople. I'm always impressed. Like, wow, I need to take lessons from you. Let me take notes. I'm not, you know, it's like takes everything I've got to be like, no, I'm not signing up, but I am.
Yeah, you
notes.
Know, but so you know, some of it is some people are natural salespeople. They're natural people. You know, they're good at talking with other people. They're good at sharing their product. They're good at really sharing the business opportunity and showing you the advantages of the business opportunity.
That's what always impresses me. It's not just that they are, and this is why I'm surprised, because it seemed like such a learned skill, because you have people who are naturally good and talkative and very good at building relationships. But what they were doing that was particularly impressive was being able to turn mind every negative and every reason that I didn't want to do it, put a spin on that to try and convince me to do it. I've actually got a real estate agent right now.
Really? Oh, well, they can do that.
Who's doing it? Yeah, every time I tell him I don't want to buy this house, he reconvinces me not to, and I have to stick to it and, like, remember, like, no, I don't want this house.
I have to really, yeah. So that's natural for him. Anybody who's in direct sales, network marketing, so on and so forth, most likely that technique was not learned from the company.
Okay, because there's one I think I've told you about her before, and I have all the respect in the world for her, for Pampered Chef, as well as the company. And the only reason I didn't sign up was because, to me, it doesn't make sense to be running a couple of businesses. And for me, if I'm going to do it, I'm gonna fully do it. You know, not half do it. But I was always just really impressed how she kept at it.
And
in a good,
you know,
not an obnoxious, pushy way, just a really clever way.
Well, you know, and I think that's really good. You know, most of them, they kind of come at you. Well, they're trained from their direct sales or, you know, network marketing company that you keep at it. Try not to be pushy, you know, because it's like the best recruit scenario. So even if, you know, you don't want to join the business right away. It's like they always imply that, you know, just be patient, listen to the needs. They always say that, listen to your, you know, prospects' needs. You know, what half the time the need is, I need you to shut up because I don't want to talk about it anymore. But listen to the needs. And then, you know, as a prospect, I'm, you know, by some miracle, I'm going to change my mind. The light bulb is going to go off, and I'm going to completely do your bidding now. You know, just from you just being tenacious with it, but also being patient, not too pushy, but just keep coming back and keep coming back. It works on some people, but, you know, really 80% of people, it does not work on.
Right.
And it gives you kind of a bad taste, because what happens with me, I don't want to, you know, name names, so let's just say Company A. If Company A keeps, you know, bugging me, and, you know, well, here's your shampoo, but, you know, we have a special here where you can join. After a while, I'm going to be like, you know, I really don't want to get the shampoo from Company A anymore.
Right.
Because it's like, it, you know, I start associating it with pain. You know, it's like every time I want to order my shampoo, she has to, you know, go through this whole thing about joining, so I don't want to be a customer.
You don't want somebody to try and upsell you every moment.
Exactly, exactly. But that's what they're trained to do. And like I say, in the late 1990s, it's a whole new trend that's been coming out. And the new trend, I don't know if you saw the book. I forgot who was it by. I forgot to write that down. But it's called The New Professionals. And you can check it. I found it on Amazon. I kind of skimmed through it. I was like, yeah, and passed it on to someone else. But basically, it's a new way of doing things. People are getting into direct sales, network marketing, and multi-level marketing for a whole different reason now. And the two biggest reasons is a permanent maternity leave, and the second one is corporate downsizings.
Right.
People aren't really able to, you know, like take a good, you know, a year or two off and then jump back into the corporate world. The positions are gone. The positions are different. The demand is different. Or you just decided, gee, you want something for yourself. Or you've got a really good, savvy person who just got downsized. And it's now not making the ends meet, and they'll tend to go towards something quick and fast to try to make, you know, more money. These people, like I said, they're savvy. You know, they've been through it all. They've gone through the Avon lady. They've gone through the Tupperware person. You know, they already know all this stuff, and they definitely don't want to be associated with that type. So I think the new businesses, the new companies have kind of figured that out, and they're starting to bump up their training. But as I'm counseling our other members who are in direct sales, I'm noticing not all the companies have bumped up yet. So that's what led me to write this particular article, because I'm like, well, let's take some of the new stuff and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Well, and I think probably what you're saying is important to not just direct salespeople, but anybody, and I haven't read the article, so I'm just guessing, but it's going to be applicable to anybody in sales.
Oh, I believe so. I believe it would apply to anybody. It applies to us,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as, you know, getting our members
mm-hmm.
and how to build our own particular business. It applies to anybody who's in business.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a new way to do this, because the old day of, you know, the Fuller Brush Man and all that, that's over.
Right.
That's over, and we can see, you know, we can see the Fuller Brush Man coming a mile away, and what do? We shut the door, we blow, you know, pull
mm-hmm.
the blinds, we, you know, like, you know, if you notice, if you go through department stores, they don't squirt you with the perfume anymore.
It's been so long since I've been in a department store.
Oh, bless your heart, but yes, they don't do that anymore. I'm sure one or two probably do, but yeah, they really backed off of that. They leave the little cards out on the counter for you now,
mm-hmm.
and you spray the cart yourself. They quit doing that, because what was happening is people were actually avoiding the perfume counter altogether.
Right.
So, you know, this whole, you know, what do you call it? It's just like that pushiness, and you must have this.
And,
yeah, smell this now. You know, I just went to the mall with my family on Saturday. I was just cutting through. I just wanted to pick up a couple things for my son and get out of there. And this lady just blocked me, just got right in front of me. She had like a little kiosk, and she just got right in front of me and was like, here, try this. And she was already like pouring the lotion. And, of course, the lotion just hit the floor, and I just looked at her. I'm like, I don't want it. And I just walked around with it. I'm like, if I wanted lotion, I would have came in for lotion. So let's get back to this. I digress. So anyway, these are some of the key things that they're starting to change. And like I said, it applies to all business, not just direct sales and network marketing. But it's shocking. It's shocking. The first one is really shocking for me, because I've always been trained, always, even with the company that I'm with now, I've always been trained to always do this. But the new rule is not to.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is, do not try to recruit family and friends.
Oh, that is opposite what I was
thinking. Isn't that opposite? Isn't
mm-hmm.
that opposite? And it's completely shocking. I wish somebody would have told me that 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would have made my million by then.
Yeah.
You know, but the most common, they have found that the most common naysayers are the ones who will be your friends, your family, your coworker, and your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, when they join direct sales or any other type of sales, that's the first people they think about. Oh, my mother will use this. Oh, my sister will use this. Oh, my neighbor will use this. And
right.
they encourage that.
They encourage. So you're saying they encourage to sell them, but not necessarily to recruit them.
Well, they say, you know, your best person to recruit could be your mother. Best person to recruit is your best customer. Not necessarily. I'm the best customer to a lot of people in direct sales. I would never join.
Right.
And it's not because I don't like the company. It's just I got too much on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
So my no is a flat no.
Mm-hmm.
So you're definitely barking up the wrong tree. But they always say that. They always say to, you know, go to your family and friends. But the new rule now is not to do that. I start seeing that trend, like I said, in the mid-90s. They start saying, don't think about your family, don't think about your friends, don't think about your neighbor. Okay, now you got all that out of your way, get your coworkers out of the way. Can you sell this product? Most people will say no. Well, gee, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that first failure starts, because it's like once you've sold, let's just do shampoo again. Once you've sold shampoo to your sister, your mother, your neighbor, and your coworker, everybody that you know, it's a good product. Most good products are you get a lot for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy a lot. Now who are you going to buy to? Who are you going to sell to the next week?
Right.
You've already sold everything. So,
do you think that's how direct sales got a bad name? People just thought,
yes.
I'll sell to my friends and family and I'll make
yes.
money?
Yes, yes.
And then obviously they were failing.
And then they circle back around. Okay, you bought the shampoo. Now we're going to come back around. Okay, do you want makeup? No, I just wanted the shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Then they circle back around. Okay, let me go ahead and give you eyeliner. No, I just wanted the shampoo. When I'm out of shampoo, I'll call you.
Mm-hmm.
But then they keep circling around. They keep trying to make the money off of that circle of friends and families and neighbors.
Right.
They get burned out. The neighbors get burned out. Can you do a party for me? Okay, yeah, Vivian, I'll do a party for you. Of course I'll do a party for you. You're starting your business, then you come back 2 weeks later. Can you do another party for me? That's how you know, the customers get burnt out, and that's how the moms get burnt out with the direct sales business. I'm not making any money off of this. I have nobody to sell to. I was doing really good for the first month.
And then we're like, and, wow, this is easy. I'm going to make millions.
Yeah, and then it just dried up. And then what happens is now your family and friends don't want to be around you.
Because you're going
to be start. Yeah, they start to avoid you. Oh, well, every time she comes here, she's going to try to sell me that shampoo again. So you don't want to be that person. So that is the new rule, all right? So make a note of that. Do not try to recruit your family and friends. What you want to be is a valuable resource for that particular product, and that's all. You want to make an announcement, you know, maybe have like a little party or something at your own home that says, I'm in business and this is what I'm doing, and here's a catalog, and when the catalog changes, I'll send you a new catalog, and drop it. Move on. Don't try to sell, you know, try to get them into the business. Don't try to keep selling them over and over and over again. Don't look for them to pay for your business. You decided to do this business, but you want your friends and family to give you money for it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's not fair.
We all know how people feel about supporting other people's or, you know, paying for other people's businesses.
Exactly. So if it is a business, then you definitely want to, you know, find your right market, which is a whole nother subject. But this is, you know, the don'ts, okay? So you don't want to recruit family and friends. Just stay away from them. Be a really good resource for them. Once they see that your business has built into a money-making empire, they'll come to you and say, gee, you know, this is like a pretty good business opportunity. I noticed that you just bought your third Jack. Maybe I can take you to lunch and you can tell me a little bit more about it.
So you're saying lead by example.
Lead by example. Very good. Lead by example.
Although isn't that a catch-22? Because the only way to buy the third Jag is to have a lot of recruits under you?
Yeah, but it's not going to be your family and friends, my goodness.
Right.
It couldn't possibly be. Otherwise, they wouldn't want to join. Believe me, whatever business you think you've discovered, it's been done. It's out there. They know about it. If they wanted to join, they would have been telling you about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not fair. So just move on. And then when they decide, you know, they might want to hear more about it, then just be, you know, really gracious and tell them about it. But don't shove it down your family's throat like that. It's just no good. It makes for bad business. It burns out your family, and it burns out your business.
Got it.
The second one is use a big business as an example when it comes to recruiting. If you notice, large corporations are really selective when they start hiring. The better the position, the more selective they've become. So let's just
say. You're saying treat it like a job, not.
Yeah. Well, treat it like it's a business. Not so much like a job, but treat it like it is your business. If you're building a team, these people are actually on your team. They're part of your business.
So you're not trying to do the more the merrier.
Right, right, because the more it's not necessarily the merrier in this case. You want someone who is, you know, that you don't have to try to mold. You never see large corporations take somebody in, rarely anyway, take somebody in and then try to mold them so they fit.
Right.
It's like usually they come in, they nail they nail it because they fit. And the large corporations are also, you know, known that if they say no to you, they know someone else is going to come. And that's what you have to do. You have to know not everybody is right for your business. Just because you have, you know, 20 people in your downline doesn't mean that 20 people are selling the product and you're getting residuals from 20.
Mm-hmm.
So why have 20? You know, get one or two who are really, is that bad?
Yeah, but okay, say that again.
Okay, you want to get one or two, maybe four or five, that are really generating a sale. Because the whole thing about building a downline is that you get a residual, you get a percentage of what they sell.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the whole idea. So you want to get someone who's actually going to do the business, not just join to be joining.
Let me ask you this, though, having no experience in direct sales. Somebody joins because they think, oh, I want to make money. They're not the right type of person. Are they sucking any of your energy up?
Yeah, of course they would.
So, so it's a losing proposition for you too. They're in sucking up your energy and not.
Of course it is. It's like most people, and it does, and that's another part of burnout that you have to realize. Most people want to make money. I want to make money. You want to make money. Who doesn't want to make money? But it's like most of them think, oh well, all I have to do is buy this kit, and again, you know, let my mother see it, let my sister see it, and my best friend see it, and I will have, you know, $3,000 by the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not the case. And then when they find out, wow, this is not working, then, of course, they're directed and they're supposed to come to their upline, which would be you. So here I am saying, Vivian, it's not working. I'm not making money. It's not working. I can't sell. I can't build my business. I can't get people to join. I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help me? 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 And you start helping them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back and they say the same thing again, and you start helping them again, and they say the same thing again, because they're looking at it as though it's a quick fix. It's
right.
A fast way to put cash in their pocket. And when you start a business, I don't care how small it is, when you start a business, it's not going to be a quick fix. You have to be in it for the long haul. So that brings me to my next one, which is, this is an interesting rule. I heard this about 2 years ago, and I almost fell off my chair when I heard this. Be the first to say no.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Don't let them say no to you first. I mean,
them
who's
being the recruits?
Right, yeah. Well, not the recruit, but the prospect of a recruit.
Okay.
You know, so, okay, I'm prospecting, and I'm like, Vivian, would you think you might want to join Company A, and you would be really good, and you're stay-at-home mom, and blah, blah, blah. And you go, well, no, because I have, you know, my kids, and I'm doing this other thing, and blah, blah, blah. Well, are you sure? Because, you know, and I go on and on and on, and then you come back and say no. And then as you're saying no, you start to kind of back away from me, and I'm like, oh, you know, come back, Vivian. You know, you're absolutely right. I don't think this would be a good fit for you.
Right.
It's okay to say that. My goodness. I was so surprised when they finally started putting this out there for the team members to see, because it's like, of course it's okay. It's your business. You do not have to have every Mary, Sally, and Susie on your team. You can be extremely selectful. So it's like when, you know, Mary, you go up to Mary and she's, you know, I don't think I can, I don't think I should, I don't know. You know, just stop, you know. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mary. You know what, you're probably right. This is not for you, at least not for right now. Let me leave a catalog with you. You know, and just end it that way and always keep the relationship just in case Mary changes her mind. But always say no first, because the person that's going to give you all the excuses for why they shouldn't do it is 9 times out of 10 going to be that same person that's going to eat up all of your time, because you're trying to run their business and run your business too.
Right.
So if she sees all these roadblocks and you can't seem to get her past the first initial roadblock, she's going to find a whole lot more down the road, because any business, there's just more and more roadblocks as you go along. And if you're not equipped to get over them, you're just wasting a lot of time, I think.
Okay. Good advice.
Okay. The second one, let me see. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth one, avoid disaster before it happens. Oh, gosh. What does that mean?
I was saying, it sounds like the other one.
Well, yeah, pretty much it does. But it's like you have to realize, once you've paid that money and you've got your kit and you've got your business, and depending on what company you are, you might have to fill out some more forms, you know, with the government and all that, so you're squared away with your taxes and all that. It really is your business. It's no longer the company's business. It's your business and what you're going to do with it. The company makes money from you, and you make money from your customers and the team that you built. That's the whole thing. You've invested, you know, the average, I think, is about $250. So you invest $250 to start a quick company. They give you all the tools, but that's it. It's still your company. So generating sales is your business.
Mm-hmm.
Building your team is your business. They can give you tips, but the bottom line is it comes from you. So when I say avoid disaster before it happens, understand that you are the key one that's going to be making these decisions. So as you're leading in, you know, with your recruiting questions, it's okay to say exactly what you want. For example, I'm looking for great business builders and moms looking for a part-time gig. Which level of interest do you have?
Mm-hmm.
That just put you in this dead silence. Vivian, wake up.
Well, yeah, there, I heard there, you said, what level of interest do you have? I'm processing.
Yeah, what levels of interest do you have? Because sometimes they come to you and they're like, oh, I want to join. But they may only want to join, like me, to just get the product discount. I have no intention of putting a whole bunch of money in your pocket by selling a whole bunch.
Right.
So then, you know, you have to kind of understand, you know, these people fall in different categories, and it's okay for you to decide which ones you want to build with. I'm not saying to delete them all, you know, basically, you know, you're not a big money maker, so I don't want you. But understand going in and make sure that they understand going in what you're looking for and what they're looking for. It's okay to just say it straight. A lot of people, they don't. They're like, well, join, you know, you'll find out about it. You could be a big business, but you could not be a big business. No, just avoid the nightmare before it even starts. Just say exactly what it is you want. It's okay. And this, you know, with you not being, you know, familiar with the direct self, this is shocking because they will tell you, just go ahead and sign them up and deal with it later. You're going to deal with a nightmare later. Get it clear now. It saves you time.
Okay, so I mean, and what you're saying, I guess, also to people who maybe are considering it is, you know, if you just want to sign up for something just to pay for your product, just be honest and upfront.
Yeah,
about
be
that.
Honest, be clear,
and
be
that's
clear.
Fine.
And but the thing about it is, most people who join
mm-hmm.
are clear
right.
about why they want to join.
Well, I know, but do they tell the people that in their
Yeah, no, they tend to. They tend to. The person that signs them up is hoping for something else.
So you're saying is under take them for what they're saying. Believe
yes,
what they say.
Yes. Be clear for what you're looking for. So if I'm going to recruit, I'm wanting to recruit you, and I'm saying I'm looking for, you know, business leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to come back, ask the prospect, and say, well, I don't want to be a business leader, but I definitely want to get that shampoo at 25% off. Be clear. Everybody, be clear. But what happens is the prospect is clear, but the person who's doing the recruiting is not.
Well, you're saying, it sounds like you're saying they're just deluding themselves.
Well, yeah, and you are. You're deluding your own self by thinking the person that just wants the discount will turn out to be the multimillionaire, you know,
mm-hmm.
seller. It does happen from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why
all
it makes
the stuff that's in the advertising brochure.
Right, right. It does happen from time to time. But that's why it makes it into the consultant handbook. It makes it into your newsletter that you'll get from the company because that's not the norm.
Right.
All right. The next one is, that's a pretty good one. Don't do as I do, don't do as I say. I just love the little titles that I make up.
You're good.
Oh, yeah. I should write another handbook. and like I said, this can apply to anything because I know you've heard somebody say, well, you know, this is not the way you should do it, Vivian, because when I did it, it didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that? Have you ever heard, well, no, Vivian, don't advertise there because when I did that, it was just a big waste of
work. Of course.
Yeah. Do it the way I do it.
Right. And you're saying don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
It doesn't work for somebody else.
Yeah, because exactly. What's working for your upline may not work for you. You guys have different personalities. And, you know, what works for one person won't work for the other.
Mm-hmm.
Take the advice and try it, but immediately don't, you know, spend a whole lot of time on it. Immediately, if you see that it's not working for you or you feel more comfortable doing it this way, then do it. Some people don't advertise on the Internet. They think it's a big waste of time to advertise on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's other people who swear by it. You know, there's some people that don't do print ads. There's other people who swear by it. It just depends on who the person is. So just because it didn't work out for them doesn't mean that it wouldn't work for you. My suggestion is to rely on your own skill, your style, and your character.
I guess that also then ties into test. Do your own testing.
Yeah, figure it out.
You know,
now, the direct sales company will give you some hints, like, well, here, you could place this ad, or you could do this, or, you know, you could try this. But they're looking at it from a whole different standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at it from where you're standing and looking at your business that you have and what you're looking at and the type of people, the type of customers that you want, and the type of team members that you want. That'll decide how you want to advertise, how you want to build. Some people do it based on word of mouth. You know, I had, when I started this last direct sales company, like I said, it was just for shampoo and other stuff that I wanted. And I tried home parties to make a little extra money around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I landed maybe about 10 or 12 parties, you know, for 2 months. That's a lot when you think there's only 6 weeks, you know. But I'm like, good Lord, this is a lot. Yeah. And, I, you know, of course, that's when I found out I wasn't a home party person. But I
digress. Well, maybe you just got burned out.
Well, I don't think I'm a home party person. I am definitely a work at home with the door closed type of person. If I have to go out and get my money, then I'm not working from home anymore. So I'm not the home party person. But the lady that signed me up,
mm-hmm.
she had like 22 parties.
Wow.
And everybody was just booking. And she still, to this day, if you talk to her, she has 3 to 4 parties a week.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, okay, now, you train me. How come I'm not getting the parties? I did everything just the way you said. I copied it verbatim. And then I realized, well, there was the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't being myself.
What were
I wasn't bringing myself to the home party. So it was very, you know, fake and stiff and it just, you know, forget it. So that is my suggestion, but it also happens to be the new rule. They're actually telling you to, you know, try your own things. Don't listen to your upline so much. They're there for resource. They're there to help you on your new stages. But eventually this is your business.
Well, maybe it's just like that, you know, like they always say about advice. Take the advice, listen to it, and then decide what to do with it. You know what I mean? Okay,
yeah.
That worked for that person. Is that going to work for me? Maybe this part of what they do will work for me, and maybe this part won't work for me.
Yeah, exactly. But what happens is a lot of the companies, they rely on your upline.
Mm-hmm.
Do what your upline does, and you will be a success. And they'll tell the upline, do what we do, and you will be a success. If you, you know, stray away from that, then you'll be a failure. And it's just not true. It's just not true. So that's why I'm saying don't do as I do. Don't do as I say, which even includes the new rules. If the new golden rules that, you know, I'm introducing doesn't appeal to you, then my goodness, you know, don't do them. But this is the new trend, and this is what you're going to be dealing with. So I warn you now. Now, the last one is the new spin on the 80-20 rule. Are you familiar with the 80-20 rule?
No.
It applies in everything, my goodness. The 80-20 rule is that the top 20% of sales partners drive 80% of the sales.
Oh, yeah,
that make
of course.
Sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all
right. You're right. You hear
that
everywhere.
Yeah, that's the 80-20 rule. Yeah, everybody's heard of this. So you can also apply it in, you know, other parts of your business as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
the 20% of your products or services will account for 80% of your profits, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true, because when I do sell, like I don't sell much, but when I do, you know, pass out catalogs and people are like, oh, that smells good. Oh, here's a catalog. They only order maybe about, I only sell about 20% of what's in that book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, That one is very true. So the new spin on it is it just kind of adds the recruiting aspect into it as well. So, it, of course, it's going to apply to it. So, for example, 80% will join, then drop out within 6 months of startup, and 20% will stick. There's your new 80-20 rule. This means 80, I'm reading, sorry, you guys. This means 80% will join because they want to earn a fast additional income without investing a lot of time or money, and only 20% will join for these following reasons. Now, make note of these following reasons because this will be the 20%, and these are the ones that will stick.
Mm-hmm.
They want to receive a discount on their purchases. They love your product or service, and they want to get a discount. Maybe they want to extend the discount to a family member or whatever. But that's it. They're not looking to make $1 million off of this. They just
mm-hmm.
want the discount. The second one is...
Somebody said to me, pay for the habit.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I told you, everybody knows me by now. I have a habit of shower gels. I just, you know what, seriously, I'm glad they're not illegal because I would definitely be in rehab right now. Okay, but now the second, okay, that's the first one, to receive a discount. The second one, out of the 20%, okay, that's the first part. The second one will just want to belong to a group. You know, give them a sense of camaraderie, something that, you know, they believe in, or, oh, I like to get together and be with, you know.
Right, that's an interesting one, okay.
Yeah, yeah, other women who, you know, share my passion for shower gels. We could just sit there over coffee and sniff them all day. But, you know, some people, they like to be, you know, belong to a group, or like, oh, you know, I really do like shower gels and shampoo. And you meet, like, say, every Thursday at 7 o'clock at Starbucks, I'll go. Okay, I'll join, because not so much that they want to sell and everything, but, you know, some moms, some women, other people, they just kind of want to get out and be around other people like-minded, you know?
Right, right. That makes sense.
Okay, so that's fine. That's a good team member. They're going to be loyal. They're going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then your third one. This is the one that is makes everyone the most happy. They are already looking to invest in a home-based business instead of starting one from scratch. It's already in their head.
Okay.
So when you come up to them and say, you know what, how about, you know, shower gels and shampoo, they're like, shower gels, okay. Okay, now you've got your big money maker. But this, all three that I've just broke down, that's only in the first 20%, or the last 20%, I like to call it, the last 20%, 80% of the people that you will recruit will drop out.
Right.
They will burn out and they will drop out. Concentrate on the 20%. Try to find more people who are looking for a product discount. More people who want to, you know, go to meetings and sometimes it's travel. One of our members, I probably even shouldn't say her name, okay, because she'd probably kill me, but she joined a direct sales company of beauty supply company,
mm-hmm.
just for the trips. When I asked her why she joined that one, she says, oh, I went to the meeting. I really enjoyed the meeting. It was a lot of fun. I'd like to go to some more of their meetings, and I want to get trips, and they seem like they're really easy to earn, so I would like to be able to get trips.
And were they?
I don't know. I was like, okay, well, good luck with you. Okay. I don't know. I even the ones that give away the cars, I'm like, you know, those women work pretty doggone hard for them cars.
Yeah.
And if you're going to Hawaii, like my direct sales company is doing one for Hawaii, and I have some of my team members. They're working like crazy. They got so many parties booked. I mean, that's a lot of work. Wouldn't it be easier just to call your travel agent? Again, I digress. These are the people who want, they have a sense to belong to something. All right, so look for those people. And look for the ones who are already searching mm-hmm. for a home-based business.
So someplace like Mom's Making Money.
Exactly. That's where you want to advertise, because that's where the moms are coming to do their research.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the 20%. Everybody else that wants to join for this, that, and the other, oh, you know, sign them up. Okay, good luck to you. You know, give them a few things. But you really want to concentrate on that last 20%, because those are the ones that are going to stick for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just keep building. And every year you add another 20%, another 20%, another 20%. Let me tell you a quick story. I have to make sure I don't say names. Okay, there's a networking marketing company out there that's extremely popular. One of my girlfriends joined because this is what she said. My taxes were a little high and I needed to make money. I'm like, well, that sounds like you need to go to McDonald's. But she joined this company. She had a big party. I said, okay, I'll go ahead and I'll be a customer to help you pay your taxes on your new home, okay? So I went ahead and did this, you know, because she is a good friend of mine. I'm like, okay, girly. And plus, I'm also Mom's Making Money. She's a mom. What would it be for me not to be there to support her with
right.
her, you know, her business launch? And so I went ahead and I did that. Then my financial advisor, you know her, Lisa Evans,
mm-hmm.
I was telling her about it, and she was like, jeepers, well, did you join? Did you become, like, you know, a member, like, like, are you going to be selling it? I'm like, no, I'm just a customer. And she's like, okay, so if you're going to sell it, don't join her. And I'm like, but she's my friend. She says, no, I have a multi-million-dollar client that makes that kind of money solely off of this company. And I'm like, really?
Wow.
Okay, well, if I decide to do it, because, okay, now by now I'm already savvy and know just because he's making $1 million doesn't mean I'm going to make $1 million. So I said, well, if I decide to do it, I'll be sure to do it. You know, give him a call. Well, she had him call me, and he really taught me a valuable lesson. When he called, he was very friendly, and he wanted to know how I signed up and was I interested in joining. And the minute I said, no, I'm not interested in joining, and he wanted to know why, I said, because I'm already doing Moms Making Money, and that takes a lot of my time. He completely turned off. Well, I can understand what you're saying. He did the new rule. I understand what you're saying, and you know what? This would not be right for you. Keep my phone number, and I'm going to send you a new catalog. And that was that. He moved on, and I remember holding that phone like, hello? And I'm like, what, aren't you supposed to beg me? Aren't you, hello? And I said, he'll call back. He never called me back. This is the multi-million-dollar producer. And I said to myself, this is why he is a multi-million-dollar producer, because he is not wasting his entire day trying to convince one woman over here in Murrieta to join his company.
Right. Well, isn't it, go back to that marketing thing that we hear all the time, which is visualize your ideal customer, which
exactly.
is the same as your recruiter. Visualize the person that you want to be working with,
mm-hmm.
and go after that person, and don't waste your time with everything else.
Yeah, when they start sounding like it's not going to, you know, okay, you're right.
Not interested, perfect, get out.
Yeah, he did all of the golden rules. He did all of them. And I was so impressed with him, because he was definitely the first to say no. I was like, hello? Aren't you going to beg me some more? And I was sitting down. Remember, I was sitting on the stairs like, here we go. Now he's going to convince me why I'm making a mistake and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I wish you great luck with Mom's Making Money. And then he said, maybe I could do some advertising with you later on. And they did it. You know, he was very nice. He wasn't rude.
Right.
But he just ended it, and he was like, it was nice talking to you, Renee. I'm going to send you a new catalog. And that was that.
That's awesome. Okay.
And believe me, he's still a multi-million-dollar producer, with or without me. So that's the really, really good tip here.
Okay.
Okay, so you see why it was so important I wanted to do this one?
Yes. No, I think it's very important, and that's great.
Okay.
What to live by.
Well, I hope the listeners don't get offended by anything that I said. I am trying to be very honest. I don't mean to discourage you. I don't mean to,
go back to the whatever golden rule it was, which is take all the information that you have and make it your own.
Yeah, and just make it your own. But I guess what I really want you to walk away with is that when you join and you're in business, just understand it's still your business. It doesn't belong to the direct sales company anymore. It's your business, and it's what you make out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when, you know, that consultant handbook that they give you isn't working for you, put that puppy down and start doing this business the way you were meant to do it. Yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say.
Well, thanks very much.
I'm sure we're going to get some comments on this one.
Well, I look forward to reading the comments. Also,
I get pretty good comments. I'm sure my listeners will be kind. And I was like, oh, this one's a little brutal. But I do want everyone to be with, you know, when they do this, just be in reality, be in check when you're doing this, and understand that it's more than just that handbook that they give you.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, as usual, what our podcast line is. Well, if they want to send you a comment, they can always send it to you at Renee@MomsMakingMoney.com.
Oh, of course. As a matter of fact, most of them come through there. Yeah.
Then,
and you can also visit me online at MomsMakingMoney.org.
Yes. And hang on a second. As usual, I never can remember our podcast line.
Okay.
But it is 206-337-1077. So listeners, call in and give us a comment. We love to hear them.
Yeah, I love listening to them.
Yeah. Once again, the listener line is 206 337-1077.
There we go. There we go.
Well, thank you so much, Renee. And
thank you, Vivian, for letting me vent once again. Until next month.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Don't forget to listen to us next week where we're introducing Tech Tips with Elizabeth from Ben's Ranch. We're going to be talking about backing up your hard drive, something I'm sure many of us don't do enough of.
This has been another Moms Making Money podcast. We would love to hear your comments. You can leave us a voice comment on our listener line at 206-337-1077 or email us at podcast, no S at the end, at momsmakingmoney.org. And don't forget to check out our website for more information on how you can turn your passions into profits.